Riderwood started as a timber company town deep in the wooded hills of southwest Washington. When the loggers pulled out in the early 1950s, an enterprising developer converted the entire community into a retirement haven. Several prominent signs now stand at the town's entrance. One welcomes you to the oldest over 55 village in the USA. Another more plainly says, "You have entered a 55-plus community." The village is nothing fancy, basically a six-block-by-six-block grid of modest, tidy, affordable cottages and double-wides. The heart of the town seems to be the cafe run by volunteers.
Would you like a cup of coffee or anything?
Retired Army Sergeant Michael Lutz is serving this day.
I've never met any place in the world that's like Riderwood. And I've been all over, you know.
A topic of conversation among the gray-haired regulars is the upcoming court argument about the unincorporated town's future.
I just want to leave us alone, you know. Let us be what this town has been for many, many years.
Riderwood's peace and quiet has been ruffled by a group of residents some call the dissidents. Grandmother Joyce Fisher is one of them.
Yeah, discrimination. That's why I got involved in this.
She's talking about age discrimination. The community's bylaws say you have to be at least 55 years old and retired to live in Riderwood. Young people can visit, but are generally not allowed to stay.
There was a single man that was made to leave because he was underage. And I guess I, too, if my grandchildren needed a place, I would certainly want them to be able to come here.
To stay with her. Others want to sell their homes and not be limited to the over 55 set. Federal housing law allows for seniors-only communities under certain conditions. Neighbor Chuck Weaver started the series of lawsuits against Riderwood's governing board in 2007.
If you're going to be a retirement community, you better dot your I's and cross your T's because you're discriminating. And you have a license to discriminate only if you follow the rules.
Weaver's lawsuit claims multiple failures to follow the federal rules. The town's defenders claim the deficiencies have been fixed and the challenge should therefore be declared moot. Riderwood retiree Marianne Von Endy fears the court case could destroy the essence of her town.
I was a reserve deputy sheriff in Los Angeles for 3 years. I worked juvenile division out of East LA. I don't want to be around a lot of teenagers and all of the issues that go with that type of an environment.
Von Endy says she would not want to be in Riderwood anymore if the current age restrictions were lifted. She also says it's a real shame to see a nasty rift tearing apart what should be a pensioner's paradise.
And I'm not saying that all kids are bad. I know they're not. But I prefer to be in an environment where that is not a concern, especially as I get older. And, you know, you can't please everyone, but we all agreed to the terms of living here. And so I felt it was a safe bet since everybody knew what they were getting into when they came here.
The Riderwood case is now just one step below the U.S. Supreme Court. The judges on the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court have asked the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development to weigh in. A ruling on the village's future is likely months away. I'm Tom Bonsi in Riderwood, Southwest Washington.